Our final playlist today comes from student Lucy Blue Swenson. Lucy's project is on the migration of people and their music from England and Scotland to the Appalachian Mountains. Though the majority of Appalachian instrumentation originates from Africa, the melodies, ballads, reels, and lyrics come from traditional English and Scottish folk songs. She's interested in how the sound and languages of these traditional songs adapted to mountain life once the music arrived from across the pond.
This song and its lyrics don't originate from a traditional English or Scottish folk song, but its narrative quality is a method that descends from a long line of Scottish storytelling songs. This ballad tells the story of a railroad engineer named Casey Jones, who was killed while trying to stop a fast-moving train before it careened into another. His partner and fireman Sim Webb leapt from the train before the crash, and he lived to tell this tale in honor of Jones' memory.
Casey said she dreamt a dream. The night she bought a sewing machine. Her needle got broke, she could not sew. She loved the Casey cause she told me so, told me so. She loved Mr. Casey cause she told me so. When Mr. Casey walked out to Nelson Lane, there were two police that wanted to learn his name. They take Mr. Casey to the station house. He's a natural bone round and they turn him out, turn him out. He's a natural bone round in it. I sold my gin, I sold it straight. The police run into my woman's gate. She come to the door, she nod her head. She said, "Fur, you're welcome to my folding bed, my folding bed. Fur, you're welcome to my folding bed." Lord, people said, "Casey, you're running over time. You're gonna have nothing losing with that 109. A Casey said, "This engine is mine. I will run it in glory lest I make mine time." Told all the patent, you better keep yourself hid, cause we gon' shake it like Cheney did, like Cheney did. Lord, we gon' shake it like Cheney did. When the conductor, he holler hello, the fireman, he holler all aboard. The people tell by the thought of moan, the man at the thought of Mr. Casey Jones, Lord Casey Jones. When Casey come one morning round the rail, he tell people I never see it fail. I'm going down on hit this trail, cause I'm 8 hours late with this big black trail. I'm on the road again. Lord, 8 hours late with this big black trail. On the road again.
This song is a traditional Scottish ballad that was first recorded as early as 1666. It shares the tale of Barbara Allen, who was asked to tend to a sick, broken-hearted man. He asked for her hand in marriage, but she refused him because he's an angry drunk, and he soon passed away. She feels guilty when she hears the funeral bells tolling, and she dies of grief. The depressing melody is typical of an early 17th century song. This version is sung by Joan Baez.
"'Twas in the merry month of May, when green buds all were swelling, sweet William on his deathbed lay. Barbary Island. He sent his servant to the town, to the place where she was dwelling, saying, "You must come to my master, dear, if your name be Barbary Allen." So slowly, slowly she got up, and slowly she drew nigh him, and the only words to him did say, "Young man, I think you're dying." He turned his face unto the wall, and death was in him welling. "Goodbye, goodbye to my friends all. Be good to Barbary Allen." When he was dead and laid in grave, she heard the death bells knelling, and every stroke to her did say, "Hard-hearted Barbary Allen." Oh, mother, go dig my grave. Make it both long and narrow. Sweet William died of love for me, and I will die of sorrow. And father, oh father, go dig my grave. Make it both long and narrow. Sweet William died on yesterday, and I will die tomorrow. Barbary Allen was buried in the old churchyard. Sweet William was buried beside her. Out of sweet William's heart there grew a rose. Out of Barbary Allen's a briar they grew and grew in the old churchyard, till they could grow no higher. At the end they formed a true lover's knot, and the rose grew round the briar.
This is a murder ballad originally from the British Isles. Murder ballads like Pretty Polly turned actual murders into songs as a way of spreading the news to local residents. This one in particular tells a made-up story of a woman who is lured into the forest by a ship's carpenter and buried in a shallow grave. The carpenter promised to marry Polly, but killed her once he found out she was pregnant. When he returns to the ship, he is haunted by Polly's ghost until he confesses to her murder, loses his mind, and dies. In other versions, he denies her murder, and Polly's ghost rips him to pieces.
Oh, Polly, pretty Polly, would you take me unkind? Mine is too Pretty funny there.